It should be obvious to anyone by now that opinions over legalization of marijuana are very mixed. Many claim that it would be beneficial to allow people free or regulated use of marijuana, and in some states, this is already legal. But others also have reason to believe that marijuana is harmful and should be limited strictly for medical use only or legalized entirely. One way the legalization of marijuana could be helpful is it could result in more money earned for the state, while a negative impact of legal marijuana could be lower IQ throughout the United States. This podcast will present both the marijuana supporters and opposers' arguments on what should be done with the drug and why.
Research and recent evidence has shown that the legalization of marijuana could have multiple positive effects on the United States. To start with, marijuana legalization might actually be helpful, since legalizing cannabis distributors would result in the money paid for the substance to be transferred into tax revenue, which could be used to fund drug rehab. This money could also be used to help the community learn about the effects of marijuana in the first place by helping fund programs. Plus, the relaxing effects of cannabis is shown to help people with depression, social anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder, according to an article from the journal Clinical Psychology Review. This website also proved that marijuana helped people with public speaking after they conducted a recent study. Another benefit of cannabis, concluded by the National Academies of Science, is that this substance helps relieve pain and nausea. Muscle spasms and vomiting caused by chemotherapy can be countered by marijuana, making it a helpful solution to certain health problems. Plus, a journal from Health Affairs claims that states in the U.S. that have legalized marijuana almost have 2,000 less daily doses of painkillers per year. Research may be suggesting that marijuana could be reducing the chance of people becoming addicted to opioids. Additionally, a piece of evidence is given by the Drug Policy Alliance when they claimed that the criminalization of marijuana use disproportionately harms young people and people of color, sponsors massive levels of violence and corruption, and fails to curb youth access. This organization also claims that the legalization of cannabis would create jobs in America due to the fact that the substance would become a large cash crop that would help the economy. In conclusion, legal marijuana would have several positive effects in the United States.
Marijuana can damage your child's brain if used when they were too young. Now, we don't want a mentally damaged nation, do we? There have been many studies, such as ones conducted by drugabuse.gov, that state that a kid's brain needs to develop, and marijuana does not help. In fact, it hinders it. It hinders their growth externally and mentally, dropping their IQ. These cases often end in bad grades, distraction from classes, bad decisions, which often end with life-threatening decisions. Even if the substance works for small doses and medical uses, it doesn't work for recreational uses. If cannabis wears down the effects of depression and anxiety, the effects are only short-term. The people who use it for such could be chasing a high they're never going to get again. Marijuana is also known as a gateway drug. This means that people who use marijuana will most likely move on to deadlier drugs such as cocaine, meth, and heroin. These substances are highly addictive and could kill them. And the fact that states with marijuana have less painkiller doses could mean anything. Opioids aren't the only painkillers. Ibuprofen also exists. And only about 15% of people get addicted to prescription opioids out of the people who take them, according to Riverman Health. Just because the rate of painkillers taking going down doesn't mean it's a good thing. As to the racial bias part, only a minority of those chargings are racially biased. The rest are just because Africans live in places with higher criminal rates, therefore more weed. And as to your final statement, it would have several positive effects. Just because it has a few good effects doesn't mean that it's all around good, and it shouldn't be legalized. When it comes back to it, what matters more, the minds of our children or the pleasure of a few bums?
Based on the possible positive effects stated that could come from legalizing marijuana compared to the negatives that also come from legalizing the drug, it is not worth legalizing. The negative influence marijuana would have on people's actions and intelligence would make everything worse for our country. People would begin to use more serious drugs that may lead to them being legalized, and sure, it helps treat depression and other mental illnesses, but there are already ways to treat these conditions. This is why legalized marijuana would make our United States a worse place.